that again. Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, have about 8 minutes left. So if you do want to call in, you're running out of time, 537-1350. We've been talking a lot about the local economy and what it all really means, and it's easy to speculate and that kind of thing. But I know the Greater Manhattan Project has taken a pretty hard look at some of those things and had an opportunity, of course, to visit with the tri-chairs of that group, Linda Morse, Dennis Mullen, and then also Vern Henrich. And I know some interesting things going on with that. I enjoyed speaking to all three of them, doing a lot of hard work on that right now.
Yeah, and just a quick review, the Greater Manhattan Project is something that was a chamber initiative and mostly chamber funded, but we have a 51-member committee that is working with a consulting group called Market Street Services out of Atlanta, and some of those questions that we've got about the economy and kind of where are we going economically, we're trying to develop that vision along with some strategies. And so we've got some great people, a great cross-section of the community that is really tackling that. I mean, they're not specifically tackling the question that we had before about the future of the mall necessarily, but they're tackling the question about our economy and kind of who are we and where do we go from here and what should our strategies be. And so they started meeting earlier this year, and this group meets about once a month. And there is a website that anybody can go to, and it's thegreatermanhattanproject.com, www.greatermanhattanproject.com. And you can see there's a listing of all the 51 people that are on the committee. So someone, if you know them.
You mentioned Jim Gordon, too. I did talk to him
also.
Yeah,
Jim Gordon's mm-hmm. chair. We're on a long-term process of taking data, information, focus groups, community information, and looking at statistics and saying, what is it that our vision should be?
The listener, I guess, didn't hear. We haven't announced him yet, but if you want to finish your thought real quickly, Lyle, go ahead.
Well, I think it's just something people have an opportunity to see what's going on, and they can continue to look at that website and the survey, the information. There's a whole host of things that are on there that people can really dig into for those that really like data and information, because it kind of says this is what data says our community is, but then the consulting firm wants to go beyond the data and they want to test it. So they've been out. We got about 2,300 surveys, and then we did about 14 focus groups where we talked to folks in the rural community, we talked to young people in our community, we talked to college students in our community, we talked to some seniors in our community, we talked to a whole group of folks to see whether the data and the surveys and the information all kind of balances, and for the most part it does, and so we're going to go from there.
We do have a phone call. Go ahead now, listeners. Sorry to cut you off. We weren't quite ready for you. Go ahead.
Thank you. The Blue Earth Plaza area, I may have missed earlier, but that area that they've been wanting to perhaps put a restaurant in across from the parking garage on the south side of that Blue Earth Plaza, is there anything to announce for that site yet? Are they still looking for a tenant there?
There is nothing that I am aware of for that particular site. When that was built out, it was specifically designed for a restaurant. They've had a number of restaurants look at it, and for a variety of reasons, they haven't been able to put a deal together. So at least as far as I know, I am not aware of anybody that has signed anything as we sit here today.
Oh, thanks. It looks like a great location. I must be... Maybe the lease is too high or something.
It is a great location. It's a beautiful location, right next to a small park and right across from a parking garage, and so you got free parking and there's you're the caller. You're absolutely correct. It is a great location. That area is a higher priced rent area in our city, and that may have prevented some. But I do know that some tenants, some restaurants have looked at that space.
Thank you, listener. Appreciate that.
Yeah, good question. Thank you.
I know a lot of times we'll see things around town, wonder about them, and I've kind of wondered about that one myself.
Yeah,
so.
It was specifically built out for that. They've had opportunities to rent it for other types of things, but I think that the owner of that at this point still would like to see a restaurant, feels it would be a good complement to the hotels that are in the area because there's a lot of people around. And so we're continuing to monitor all of that. And we talked about earlier that the Four Olives location is going to have a new restaurant that goes in there, and that's going to open up on October the 1st, a Wichita company that owns some properties in Wichita is going to open a restaurant there, and they're not going to really do much alteration. They're going to pretty much keep it, I think my understanding is maybe do a little bit in the kitchen, but other than that, and have some outside dining, but other than that, they're going to keep it as is.
Let's take another quick phone call. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to know if he possibly knew anything about Applebee's closing.
I don't. That's a good question. Applebee's did announce that they are across the United States. They're going to be closing, and I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was over 100 locations across the United States. And I have no indication whether our Applebee's is affected or not. The website refused to list what stores that they were going to be closing, what restaurants they were going to be closing. But there are over 100 Applebee's restaurants in America that are going to close. And again, just like the retail environment, the restaurants that were popular years ago, people have moved on to other choices, or our taste buds have changed, and we go to different places. And Applebee's on a national basis is not as popular as what it used to be. Again, if you go back 20, 25, 30 years ago, Applebee's, you had to wait in line at any Applebee's that you went to in America for a long time to get in. And again, we continue to change.
Well,
listener,
I still like it.
A lot of people are there when I go.
Sure. No. And yeah. I want to make it very clear. I've heard no rumors about or facts about our local Applebee's store. So at this point, I say continue to enjoy Applebee's. It's a great place.
One other thing that I believe came out at the same time, and I believe it's the same ownership, is that IHOP was closing a number of locations as well, and I'm sure that similar situation. We just don't have those details, and I'd be very surprised if we would be on the list of either of those locations. They're both very busy.
I would be too, Dave, and I agree with that. Yep. And yes, you are. It's the same corporate ownership with IHOP, but we've had no indication that that there's going to be any closures of either of those two in our community.
Well, thanks again. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. As always, people wait to the last minute to call in, but do appreciate those phone calls. You've been listening to In Focus.
All right, Lyle, always a joy to have you in the studio. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, Friday, we have a very special day. First half of the program, K-State President Richard Myers will be joining us here. Also to be joining us, Greg McClure from Riley County Extension and Jamie Ramsey from the Senior Center. A busy day on In Focus. Clark Howard is next, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game.
K-State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kafe. And President Trump has blasted the removal of Confederate monuments, saying on Twitter, history and culture is being ripped apart. CBS is